This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's going to feel frustrating and almost a meaningless season after what happened last season.
I understand. My point is, does last night's game mean anything in the whole grand scheme of things?
No.
That's all I'm saying. We got to stop freaking out over losses to tanking teams. What does it mean?
I'm not even worried about the loss to Charlotte. It's more what they look like. They were just lazy. They looked lazy.
They're beat up and tired.
Of course they are.
And the head coach shouldn't be playing each starter 37 minutes.
Mikal Bridges has said that. Josh Hart has said that. Everybody is saying this.
So why is...
And then you see it. It's like...
And guys are playing 37 minutes a night.
Yeah, and you just can't do it, especially on back-to-backs.
Now, you're over there smirking over there because you're enjoying this Knicks failure. How about your garbage hockey team? You want to say something about them?
Yeah. I'd fire the coach tomorrow. The team is gutless, heartless. I love Chris Kreider. Thought he was going to be a lifelong Ranger. Adios this offseason. There will be no playoff hockey for the Rangers. And quite frankly, it disheartens me and pisses me off how you could not build off that. And everybody whined like babies when Jacob Trouba was about to be traded. And those losses have still haunted this team to this moment. And they're just a gutless bunch. So, and also, here's one more note. I don't give a damn how bad the defense is. You asked for $11.5 million, Igor. Play like a goalie that could carry your team. Little deflections front. I've already had it with Igor Shesterkin. This next decade, you're not a pimple on the ass of Henrik Lundqvist until proven otherwise.
You know what the lesson
is? Good enough
is?
For you, Ev?
I thought that was great.
Because I've had it.
No, I'm glad. I think you expressed that very well to the Ranger fans who all agree with you. I don't know. Do they agree with you about Igor, though? Or are they defending Igor?
I think a lot of people are still in the defend the goalie mode because there are a lot of defensive lapses. My only point is, you wanted to get paid like the best goalie in hockey. You are not. So I'm done making excuses for bad defense.
I want to remind you of something, and I have said this a lot on the radio. I said it about the Rangers. I said it about the Yankees. I said it about the Mets. I said it about the Knicks last year when Knicks fans were celebrating their Game 7 loss to Indiana. Oh, we tried. Oh, we were hurt. You never know if you're going to get the same opportunity. Mm. The New York Rangers last year had an opportunity. They blew it. 2 years before that, up 2-0 on Tampa, they had an opportunity. They blew it. They may never get back there. Based on this season, they won't. Yankee fans, you were in the World Series with a lead in Game 1. You had an opportunity. You blew it. Met fans, I know we're all giddy for the season. We were tied with the Dodgers 1-1 with Game 3, 4, and 5 at Citi Field. Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity. We blew it. Okay? We blew all these opportunities. The Islanders, I'm an Islander fan. We got to the seventh game against the dynastic Tampa Bay Lightning and lost on a shorthanded goal. We had an opportunity. We blew it. And you never know when you're going to come back. So for both Garden teams, with Knick fans being down, with the Rangers being a joke, think back just briefly to last year. It was an opportunity, and you blew it.
Yep.
And there's no guarantee that you will ever be in the same spot. And I'll point to the Knicks, and I know injuries were a part of it. You were better than the Indiana Pacers. You should have gone up 3-0 in that series.
Yeah,
you didn't, and it was your best chance because now the East, specifically with Cleveland's emergence, is better. And right now, you guys don't feel as good.
No,
they're missed opportunity.
Feel as good. They're just not as good. But it doesn't do any good to talk about the past and to harp on things that you can't control. What you can't control is what happens going forward. And unfortunately for this Knicks team, as Carrie said, and she's right about this, they still do need to win some games. Right, you can't just limp your way into the postseason and expect to flip the switch and become good again all of a sudden. Right, there's cohesion, there's rest, there's all these type of factors that go into being a postseason successful team. And the Knicks don't have any of it right
now.
It doesn't look like they have any of it right now, especially when compared to the teams that they're going to end up ultimately facing, especially out in the second round.
There is one other thing though. About the Rangers, that is, Sean, and I enjoyed hearing your pain. I think we all did, your anger. There's one other thing that's really got to piss you off. It's got to anger you to your core.
Yeah, I understand what's going on over at UBS.
The New York Islanders. The gutty. Gritty. You can't believe they're still in it. New York Islanders, who decided we don't want to celebrate Brocktober anymore and traded away a guy like Brock Nelson. The New York Islanders are even in points with the Rangers with two games in hand. Okay. They are 2 points out of a playoff spot after last night's overtime victory against the Montreal Canadiens. I want you to be honest with me. How much will it kill you if not only do the Rangers miss the playoffs, the Islanders?
See, this is Evan.
the Islanders sneaking.
Evan,
how much would that
What are they, 2 points, you said?
Are 2 points behind the Montreal Canadiens, and this me and Sean, we got tickets.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We're going to UBS last week of the year, Islanders Rangers, yeah. And he's already agreed he's coming no matter what.
I did agree.
What are 14 games, 13 games?
I agree.
This is where Evan asked a question in a way that this is going to make me look like a jackass, because the truth is, Evan, what I was going to do was compliment the Islanders and say they're playing free hockey. After this trade deadline, whoever's here, next man up, they're playing with guts. They're playing with passion. Patrick Waugh's coaching his ass off. I can't crush what's going on with the Islanders now. However,
what?
The reason it won't piss me off
why?
Is, unlike my team, that everybody would be shaking in the boots to play if they got hot and got in. The island is,
come on.
Four or five games out in that postseason.
Say that.
Of course I can. The island is no threat to make a run in hockey.
If the Rangers get in the postseason, you're saying every team would be shaken to play.
Because they're a team with the pedigree last couple of years to make the Eastern Conference Final. The Islanders, cutesy run. They'll get in. They're cute for them.
If the Islanders sneak in, they would be matched up against the overrated Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
Trust me, they'll be scared.
Okay.
You could take your 100 points. You could take your overrated President's Trophy. They will be scared.
Are they? Yeah, they're locked in. No, they're not. Winnipeg is also.
No, they're not locked in the President's Trophy, but they are going to be locked in with the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
I'll go to that Ranger game, Islander game with you. I'm already committed. Next year, let's go to Islanders opening night when they raise the banner that says we won 9 important games in March. Can we go to that?
Don't try to turn
They have flipped the script 6 games against your Rangers. I got to just say it.
They have. And they should apologize for that. But I'm just thinking,
No one is looking to apologize. We're looking to taste your tears. That's all. Mm. Just a
look.
Hey, how's that going for you?
5 playoff Islander games would be the only thing less relevant than St. John's runs in this town. Okay?
Oh, God. Now you're back on the hate.
I forgot. No, I like St. John's.
I was
going
to say, what happened? You flipped here?
He decided to take a turn.
Hope Omaha success? Wins by 25 tonight.
Speaking of which, Joe is in Old Bridge. How are you, Joe?
Hey, what's going on? I was calling about St. John's, and then all that hockey talk just blew my mind with that Igor disrespect. But anyway.
See, Ranger fans don't think like that, Sean.
Well, not everybody.
That was just crazy. But anyway, Sean, I'm going to tell you why you need to be rooting, or at least give you a compelling reason why to root for St. John's.
Okay.
New York is unique in one way that every other sports city has that New York doesn't. New York has zero, and I mean zero, good college teams. We have no football team. We have no hockey team. But finally, we have something to watch in basketball. I don't know. And the city's already divided with 2 teams in every sport. Mm. This is the one chance the city could come together and root for something together.
I mean, can we stop pretending Seton Hall hasn't existed?
But here's where you're wrong. Here's where you're wrong. I'm casual on this. I am a fan of Seton Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to others who are fans of Seton Hall. I don't know if, push comes to shove, they'll root for St. John's to win a national championship, but for now, they're okay with the run.
Why?
Because they don't truly believe they can win a national championship.
Maybe.
They don't actually feel threatened.
Right. You give it another weekend, they get to the Final Four, you watch how quickly those Seton Hall fans turn.
I'll raise my hand to be perfectly honest with you. I'm rooting for St. John's. I got no issue with them. Will there come a time where I will turn? Probably, yeah. I don't think I'm going to want to see them win a championship. And that's pure jealousy. I'd admit that.
I think the other way. I think it's the closer they get. Again, I have no ties, obviously, mm-hmm. to these Northeast teams because Virginia is my alma mater. But
yeah.
I think the closer they get, the more I'd want to see it.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
If you're the casual fan.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
No real alliance to anybody else this way.
You know why? And this is purely selfish, but I think most people can at least acknowledge this and understand this. We are in a slump as a city. Now, no offense to NYCFC or the Liberty, but for as far as the teams that have been around, the professional teams, the teams that have been around for a long time, we're in a championship slump. We all dream of our team being the team to end
the
slump.
Hating because you'd be jealous?
Yeah.
I'm
admitting that, though. Not now. Not yet. Mm. I'm good for now. I think I'd be good to, the Final
That's
4.
That's the weakest reason.
Is it?
Yes.
I think I'd actually be good until they got to a national title game. I think I'd go all the way with it until the very end. And then
this
it would
makes
be...
me glad I'm a transplant New Yorker.
Why?
I'm not even a New Yorker. I live in New Jersey.
Why?
I'm glad I'm a New Jerseyer because I don't have to have this stupid jealousy over the teams in this town. Right? I didn't care that the Giants and Jets were in the same. Who cares? They played in the same. Who cares? We only play you ever if we played in the Super Bowl that meant the damn thing. Right? It's like, I don't get it.
This is the part of this show that Tiki can't, whether it's me and Loogie, Evan and Loogie, me and Evan, he can't stand when fans turn on the other teams in this town. It's unbelievable.
People
this
are doesn't bitching make because
sense
they're bitches. Exactly, Connor. That's exactly right.
But Tiki,
play that every time this nonsense comes up.
But I haven't turned yet. I'm just telling you, I can see myself turning at some point. Yeah, I'm not there yet.
And then you would bitch. You know why you would bitch?
Because I'm a bitch.
There you go.
He said it.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months?
Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.